The story I'm going to tell you right now is a story about a woman who lived down the street from us when I was a little kid. You see, no one ever went to her house. And the reason why is because she was a very, very scary old woman. We would walk down the street to the grocery store, and right outside of her house was always this old black crow. And the old black crow would chase us down the road. It was just the eeriest, creepiest thing ever. Nobody wanted to be near the black crow because it would totally just almost attack us. And it was like it was protecting our house or something. In fact, when we would walk by, sometimes even before we got to the door, it was almost as if she could see through the crow's eyes, because she would look outside when the crow would caw, and we would run. We would always run past her house. It was eerie and really, really creepy. The lights were never on, and there was always a faint glow of a candle. Nobody wanted to be there. Nobody. But it was inevitable. You couldn't walk across the street because there was no sidewalk across the street. It was just dirt and falling into a ditch. So we had to walk on the side where her house was. One time, this little boy named Danny wanted to doorbell ditch her house, and we didn't want to. You know, we all knew all the rumors. We knew everything that was going on, and he really just had to doorbell ditch her house. It was just, he kept talking about it all the time, and they went with us that one day, and of course, there's nowhere else for us to go. We couldn't cross the street. And it was snowing out, and the sidewalk was icy, and to top it off, I mean, she lived on an incline, so when you walk by, you really have to watch your footing. Because she didn't always, you know, she was the only house that didn't put snow in front of her house. And, oh my God, when we would walk by, we would have to, you know, really watch our step, because it was never shoveled, and there was never any salt, there was no grip, but we couldn't walk across the street or in the road, because that was extra slippery too. She just didn't want people near her house at all. So that day, it was also really slippery, and we stopped about a block up the road because we didn't want to have anything to do with it, really, but we wanted to make sure he was okay, you know. And he ran up to our house and crept up to the door, and you hear him knock, and the crow is out when it should have been tucked away all warm. It's out all year round. And you could hear it going, caw, caw. You couldn't see it. It was nestled in the tree. I guess she made a nest for it or something, and it lived there all year round. And so he knocked, and then he ran. He ran behind her house on the side. And you see her open the door, and you could see her face. She was no... How can I explain this? Nobody had ever seen her before. Ever. Except for, you know, the grocery guy and people who come up to her door, because she never left her house. She would have everything delivered. So they would always talk about how ugly she was. She was really, really ugly. She was really old. And she didn't really take care of herself. Her face was all wrinkled. And she had this hair that was just like... The way they explained it, it was that her hair was just one big knot. And when we saw her, we knew right away that they were right. When she peered out that door, her face was old and long, really long, and she had all these wrinkles, and I don't know how old she was, but she looked like she was 150 years old. I mean, there is no way. She was hunched over, but she moved quickly. It wasn't like she was slow and horrible, because she walked outside, and I don't know, it was like evil had just overcome the place, the presence of evil. It felt like darkness just swallowed everything when she walked outside. It was horrifying. Oh my God, I can't even explain how it felt. It was so dark and eerie. And, you know, it wasn't dark outside. In fact, it was the middle of the day, and there was snow everywhere. There weren't any clouds. It was a beautiful day, if you consider, you know, snow beautiful. But it was clear out, and the sun was shining off the snow. But it just felt so dark and eerie that we wanted to leave, but we couldn't just leave Danny there, you know? And we waited for her to go inside, but then the crow kind of came out of its nest and flew down and caw, caw, over to the side of the house where Danny was. And she started walking over there, and we knew he was hiding there, and we had to get her attention off of him. But how? She disappeared around the corner, and we started walking down the hill, trying to go fast. Billy slipped on some ice and fell on his butt, so we had to help him up. It was like it was planned or something. And then once Billy got up, then I slipped. I don't know how. And I slipped and fell on my butt, and they helped me up. And then by the time we got down there, Danny was nowhere to be found. We couldn't find him. We looked everywhere. We looked around her house. We even knocked on her door. And we saw the curtains move, but nobody came to it. And we just knocked and looked around, and the crow was going crazy. It was cawing, and we just felt this horrible pain just everywhere. Oh my gosh, it's so inexplainable. You know, when there's just some impending doom that you think about if you're sick or if a loved one is sick and you just can't get it off your mind and you're feeling it. That is what it just felt like for everybody, and nobody talked about it. But we knew what it was like, because later we all talked about it. And oh my God, later, it was so weird. So we left the house and we started running down the street. We didn't care if we lost our footing and slipped down the hill. We started running. We got to the grocery store and we called the cops. The cops were like, "Are you bugging that old woman?" And we're like, "No, no, really. Danny's gone. He went up to her door and knocked, and then he disappeared." And we were terrified that he was going to, you know, arrest us for doorbell ditching, but we weren't the ones who were doing it. Danny was. We didn't want to do that. And we knocked on the door and, you know, and told him about it and told him everything. And they just laughed, and we sat there and we saw the police car pull out of the parking lot, and, you know, we were afraid to go right up to the police station, but we thought they would arrest us. They were kind of across the street from the store we were using. So we saw the car go up there, and we ran on the sidewalk and looked as far as we could see up the hill. We saw them pull into her driveway. We saw the crow fly down on top of the car. We couldn't see them talking to her, so we snuck up and crept up there, and we could hear the old lady say, "No, I haven't seen a little boy anywhere." And they said, "Okay, thank you." So we followed them to Danny's house. And when they knocked on the door, Danny's mom answered, and she had them come right in. And then we followed and went inside, and the cop looked at us. It was a few minutes later by the time we actually got there. And he said, "Are you the ones who called?" And we just nodded. And he said, "Well, what are you talking about? Danny's right here." And Danny looked at us with these eyes that we had never noticed, you know. It was creepy, and he never looked like this before. Just these sullen, empty eyes. And he said, "Guys, where have you been?" "I came back home, but you guys weren't around." We said, "Danny, what happened to you? You were running around the corner after doorbell ditching that old lady." And he said, I don't remember. I was never there. You guys went down the street, but you were going too fast for me, and I couldn't catch up. We're like, no, Danny, we saw you knock on the door. We saw you go around the corner, and she went around the corner and said something to you. And he said, no, that didn't happen. And he just stared at the wall as he talked to us. The cop noticed that he was acting kind of weird, and he asked Danny, look in his eyes, and he shined his light to see if there was a concussion. Maybe he had fallen in the ice, but there was nothing. He just stared blankly into the wall. Well, the cop leaves, and then, you know, we walked to Danny's room with him, and he sat down, and we started talking to him, and his mom yelled from the other room, Danny, you need to get ready for bed, and then we'll have dinner. And Danny said, okay, Mom. And he took off his shirt, and there were these three deep, long scratches down his back, sideways, all the way down his back. And they were crusted over like they were bleeding and not too old. And we said, Danny, where did you get that? And he looked at us. He said, what? I said, doesn't that hurt? He says, no, nothing hurts. We called his mother in there, and she said, Danny, where did you get these scratches? I said, what scratches? I don't have any scratches. So when we took him to the hospital, we went with his mother, and they checked out the scratches, and the police checked out the scratches, and Danny just didn't remember. Everybody figured he had fallen, but the scratches were real. He hadn't fallen. He had met that old lady. The cops did go back over there and talk to her, and she just said he never was there. He was there. I never want to go by that house again. We actually go the long way now. We walk 2 blocks over the other direction and then walk down the hill. Because that old woman is a witch. And whatever she did to Danny, he will never be the same again. He doesn't play sports anymore. He doesn't talk to anybody. He just stares at everything with blank, empty eyes. Come, little children, the time's come to play here in my garden of magic. Follow, sweet children, I'll show thee the way through all the pain and the sorrows. Weep not, poor children, for life is this way. Murder and beauty and passion. Hush now, dear children, it must be this way. To weary life and deceptions. Rest now, my children.